Art would be useless if the world were perfect, as man wouldn't look for harmony but would simply live in it. Art is born out of an ill-designed world. Tarkovsky.
Tony Brewer is a poet and audio artist from Bloomington, Indiana. He is executive director of the Spoken Word Stage at the 4th Street Arts Festival and co-producer of the Writers Guild Spoken Word Series. His books include Hot Type Cold Read, Pity for Sale, and Fragile Batteries. Tony has been offering poetry on demand at coffeehouses, museums, cemeteries, churches, bars, and art and music festivals for over a decade, and he is a frequent collaborator with Experimental Music and Field Recording Ensemble, or TET. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Tony, what poems have you brought for us today?
Curators of a sort. They rescinded the order to wear gloves when handling rare books because they make them hard to hold. Hot and sweaty, the curator's caress as filthy as skin, even behind cotton preserving patina like a monk. Washing your hands is just as good. Gloves, they determine, decrease the ability to feel and increase risk of rip or drop. We rely on the tactility and manual dexterity of bare hands to make us persevere. Want to feel the fragile edges of each other and lift friable ink from pages with our own nervous oils. No false security barrier, not butler's hands, Mickey Mouse minstrel hands. Strip the plastic off Grandma's couch and let's get nasty on the doilies someday. I'm joking now, but librarians do it in stacks. And once the gloves are off, we'll never wear them again. Snow days. It has been worse than this. When we were kids, we had real storms. Snow drifted up the chins. No wind chills or polar vortexes. Mom got lost in the night waiting for the dog to pee, and Dad pushed us all downhill till my sisters learned how to push instead, but we survived. Arctic explorers hauled sleds over tundra after they had devoured all the dogs, and our ancestors hunted in sealskin boots lashed to their feet with walrus sinew. Even those guys were pansies. First flakes falling on human feet burned like reluctant tears. Volcanic ash? Piece of cake. But this new white sorcery required fires, and we chased elk into a deep end and then slept it off like bears. Only 40 below in Minnesota last night. No bread or milk for miles around. You can handle more than that, though it's worse where we are, and we are given all we can withstand, often mere inches shamed by box plows backing up into parking lot Everests. We once had great nameless storms, and now have weather worse than yours. But you can drown in an inch of water, and most accidents happen near home. In half a year, when it's 103, we still won't feel like going out. The weather forever too this or too that, even too manageable, like temperatures below freezing. There's what it is and what it feels like, and if you don't like it, just wait. They always come back. Birds first. Parliament of crows in stooped trees, enshrouding the railroad tracks as graceful plastic bags tumbleweed the buds. Geese in crooked V's spelled across a valiant sky, honking like lonesome traffic. Raptors hunting downtown mice, sunbathing in the unsafe gray. Herons peg-legged in the campus crick, like canaries ruffling in a coal mine. Two by two, mammals emerge. Possums ambling across barren streets with relaxed permisneers. Rabbits humping openly in the side yard as grass, worms love around them. All emboldened by our absence and the suddenly cleaner, clearer air, returning for us to admire is a lie spring spreads like a virus. Dolphins always swim in Venice. Coyotes have always dogged the steps of urban deer. Chickadees have always harassed me with their black cap complaints. Why this house here? Why these windows mirroring this sky? Peeping at my window, not asking for a truce.
You've been listening to poems by Tony Brewer on The Poet's Weave. This is Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.